Innovation is any creative improvement, and creativizing can improve any area of your life. Chandra creativized when she received an unexpected medical diagnosis. Cancer. Aggressive tumors. Odds no better than 50-50. All she could think at first was this wasn't supposed to happen. She had lived through a difficult divorce and was raising three children on her own. After years of night school and crummy jobs, she found a position at a company that saw the good in her. She had advanced quickly to become an executive secretary. Now everything she had built for her family, from the condo in the good school district to the college tuition savings accounts to the possibility of retiring to watch over future grandchildren, was all at risk. The doctor spoke compassionately and made his recommendations. A patient like this should start chemotherapy right away. He offered a list of support groups to help with the emotional strain, yet Chandra felt she had been given a death sentence. When she finally got home, she couldn't bear to speak to her children. She paid the sitter, made her way upstairs, and climbed into bed. The next day, Chandra went to a support group of cancer patients in treatment, but it only made her feel more afraid and helpless. Resigned to her fate, she called her family together. There was a long silence after the announcement. Finally, her oldest daughter spoke up. "You taught all of us that anything may be possible as long as we were willing to take responsibility for giving our best," she said. "I want to believe you're due for a miracle. We're here with you to help you in any way we can." After that emotional homecoming, the family pulled together. If conventional medicine only gave Chandra a 50-50 chance, what alternatives could they find? If the support group wasn't enough, where could she find even more support? Together, they began making phone calls, searching the internet, reading books, and holding regular kitchen table conclaves. They knew the cancer was not in their control, but few situations are. Together, they set out to do what innovators everywhere try to do, improve the odds, both for a good outcome and for a better experience for Chandra, no matter what happened. The following week, Chandra visited a few different specialists, including Dr. Lee, who was highly regarded for both conventional and Eastern medical practices. In his office, she took a seat near the comforting babble of a tranquility fountain. The attendant brought an elegant tea tray. Then the doctor pulled up a chair and quietly introduced himself. He explained his approach of partnering with patients because only they really know what their body needs. At the next kitchen table gathering, Chandra said she believed that Dr. Lee could help her find her own way to healing. Along with regular checkups and a regimen of chemotherapy, the program would include meditation, Chinese herbal remedies, and daily Qigong exercises. The treatment was disruptive and hard to endure. At the start of each session with Dr. Lee, Chandra would relate which treatments she thought were working and which were not. The doctor weighed her impressions as he adjusted her program week by week. She found meditation helpful, but wanted to add some traditional prayers, as well as ones she had written, to incorporate her deep faith. Months later, after follow-up tests, Dr. Lee announced that Chandra showed no more traces of the disease. He cautioned her to remain ever vigilant and wished her well. She was deeply grateful and returned to work, but now devoted time each day to the regimen she had created to maintain her health. Chandra was fortunate, but she had also done what she could to create her own good luck by approaching her challenge like a master innovator. Her first doctor had offered her the standard recipe, chemotherapy, a hospital-based support group, and waiting. But Chandra went beyond the standard approach. What I admired so much was not that she had tried alternative medicine. Lots of people do that. But that she found ways to add her own creativity at every step. She took her doctor's advice but added her own research as well. She joined the hospital's support group but also established a second support group from her community of family and friends. She took the conventional Western medical approach and added Eastern medicine. She prayed, which had always been a support for her, but she added meditation and visualization, techniques she had never tried. For every element of her treatment, she added new, creative ingredients and methods. She creativized.